Come thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thine own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne.
Welcome to the podcast for the weekend of December 15, 2023. This week is a two-part podcast. The theme I've been following for Advent is Prophesied Savior. Since at least the Enlightenment of the last few centuries, skeptics of Scripture have doubted the idea of predictive prophecy, suggesting that the prophecies which we see in Scripture are not predictions, but interpolations. An interpolation is something that is added later into the text. First of all, what is a prophecy? A prophecy is a prediction of things to come given by God to a prophet to proclaim. While humanity can make a good guess about particular events to come, God sits outside of time and sees and knows everything within time. He is the only one who can tell us of the future before it comes to pass. Right in Isaiah, God speaks of predictive prophecy. Listen to this verse, Isaiah chapter 42, verse 9. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. And what is the most essential thing God is telling us about in prophecy? Certainly God tells us of the end times, but the most essential thing he is telling us about is the coming of the Savior, the promised seed of the woman from Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, all the way at the very beginning of Scripture. The Apostle Paul sums up the purpose of prophecy in his final words of praise to God in Romans chapter 16, starting at verse 25, going to the end of the book. Now to him who is able to strengthen you, according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed, and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God, to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen. God is at work in this world. The skeptical harumphs of those who doubt Scripture were turned on their head when the Dead Sea Scrolls were found, which were from a few hundred years before Christ was born. The material demonstrated that the prophecies were not interpolations at all. Nothing new was inserted into the Scriptures at a later date. The prophecies of old really did come from hundreds of years before Christ was born, and thus only Christ, Jesus Christ, could fulfill them. There are actually many prophecies of the Christ. We are just focusing on a few in these segments. We will begin with a few readings and then talk about them. Our first reading is from Isaiah chapter 7. And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men, that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And the fulfillment of the prophecy is described in Matthew chapter 1. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Years ago, I would buy Christmas gifts for my family members, and I would go to the mall. I would go from store to store, and there was a huge crowd of people. It could be overwhelming at times. I didn't even always shop at the last minute, maybe the last few weeks before Christmas. One of the wonderful developments in the last years, in my opinion, has been the ability to order packages online and have them come to my home. A person in the generation ahead of me, well, I had a conversation with him, and he said that he actually liked to go out to the shop so that he could get what he wanted right now. I don't mind ordering something and waiting. I will have plenty of things to do until what I'm looking for arrives, and the anticipation can be exciting. Did it arrive today? Sometimes, when you are looking for a package, they require a signature. If you're picking up something really important, you might go to the post office or the UPS store, and they will require more identification. Our theme for Advent is prophesied Savior. When a serpent deceived Adam and Eve into obeying God, God promised that he would send a Savior. He gave the serpent and all the fallen entities that were in league with the serpent fair warning. He was going to be sending a seed of the woman that would crush the head of the serpent. We are talking about a child. We have no pictures of the child to come. No ID, no identification chip, no watermarks, no signature match, no DNA match. But what we do have, as the Old Testament develops, is a list of prophecies, which in essence becomes the identifying mark of the Savior to come. They are signposts on the way to the Savior and salvation in Him. God's timing is not our timing. When he created the world and Adam and Eve sinned, he wasn't just ready to roll it all up like a garment. He had a plan for the unfolding of the creation, and he didn't want to just throw humanity away. He didn't want to give humanity over to the serpent. So God planned in his own timing and in his own way to send a Savior. In order to be saved by the Savior, humanity would have to believe in the Savior, and to believe in the Savior, humanity would have to come to understand who the Savior would be, when he would come, what the circumstances would be. When we went to pick up my foreign exchange student years ago for the first time at the airport, we held up signs that said his name on them. Because of that, he would then know who was there to pick him up. I don't remember if there were additional sign-in procedures or anything like that, but we eventually found each other and we were on our way. Jesus' disciples and John's disciples wanted to know if he was the one, the Savior, who is to come. Surely the Old Testament had laid out the identifiers. These identifiers were called prophecies. These are the things that the Savior will do. In fact, I believe that some of the early people before the flood thought that the Savior would come in their time. Eve says a very strange thing when she has her first child, and there are some interpreters who think she actually believes in that moment that this is the promised seed that God was going to send. But it wasn't, not at all. And then Noah's father may have thought that Noah was the child of promise. So several hundred years before Christ was born, Isaiah said, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." I've told this story many times, but it is because what happened really stuck with me. When you study the scripture from youth, you may get ideas in your head about the way things should be when you read the text. We understand that when it says the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, we understand that a virgin is a woman who has not had relations with a man. So when the virgin conceives, we see this as a miracle. It is just not possible without the intervention of God. Now, I went to public high school, and I took a Bible literature class there in high school, an English elective, where the Bible was taught as literature and seen as literature. My personal opinion, looking back on the class, no offense to anyone, from a theological perspective, there's a lot about it that was a disaster. And I think that happens because sometimes scripture is used in ways in which it really wasn't meant to be used. It would, I guess an analogy would be trying to look at nuclear physics from a musical perspective. That just wouldn't work. And I think when you come down to it, when you look at the scriptures very much from a secular perspective, you can end up dissecting the text in ways that it was never really meant to be dissected. When we don't understand and use the text properly, we can make some pretty serious errors and then end up coming to some very wrong understandings and wrong conclusions. So let's look at a few of these items. One of the things the instructor said was that when John the Baptist ate locusts, that was actually locust beans. I asked my Greek instructor about that one at seminary, and he explained very clearly that the word means the insect and not beans. And when you look at the Greek very clearly, it is the insect. Interestingly, there's a passage in Leviticus that we were talking about recently in the podcast where it says that locusts are among the clean creatures that a person can eat. So that's an interesting side note there. Secondly, the instructor in high school said that when Isaiah mentions the word virgin, that they saw it as meaning simply young woman. Again, this is clearly wrong. And what Isaiah means in that passage is that this is a woman who has never had any marital relations, and thus the child is miraculous. When it comes to scripture, prophecy itself is a miraculous thing. Only God can foretell with full accuracy what is going to happen in the future. God is the only one who knows the actual future. God tells his prophets things, and often hundreds of years, and in some cases a few thousand, God brings these things to pass. When Jesus was born into the world, a child conceived by the Holy Spirit, a child who would save the people from their sins, the word Jesus means Yahweh saves, this was God clothing himself in human flesh. God became incarnate. He took on human flesh. He joined us in history in a specific time and place to carry out the work of salvation for humanity. He would do this by sacrificing himself on the cross, where also hung all our sins. He did this that we might have life. The miracle of the prophecy was this, that a holy and virginal woman would have a child without ever knowing a man, and that this child would be Emmanuel, which means God with us. God clothed in human flesh to save us from sin and death. Will you pray with me? Lord Heavenly Father, please help me to properly understand your scriptures and to share the knowledge of our Savior Jesus with others in an honest, true, and winsome way. Guide me in my learning, teach me your ways, and give me understanding. Correct me when I err, when others err. Help me to correct gently and guide us to salvation in your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite you to pray with me Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen. Our special verse for this segment of the podcast is Isaiah 42, verse 9. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. All of our scriptures, all of our readings are from the English Standard Version of Scripture.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came with wings as drifted snow, with eyes as flame. All hail to thee, O lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria. For know a blessed mother thou shalt be, all generations' lot, and honor thee. Thy son shall be Emmanuel, by seers foretold, most highly favored lady, Gloria. Then gentle Mary meekly bowed her head, to me be as it pleaseth God, she said. My soul shall laud and magnify God's holy name, most highly favored lady, Gloria. Of her Emmanuel the Christ was born, in Bethlehem all on a Christmas morn. And Christian folk throughout the world will ever say, most highly favored lady, glory.